Good morning. I call this regular meeting of the North Dakota Public Service Commission to order. It is 10 a.m. March 18, 2026. I'm Randy Christman, joined here by Commissioner Sherry Haugen-Hoffert and Commissioner Jill Kringstead. So we have a quorum. Before we begin our business, would you please stand and join me in pledging our allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I don't have any opening comments. Commissioner Haugen-Hoffert, do you?
I do not.
Commissioner Kringstead, we have time, I think, if you have some opening comments.
I do not, thank you.
Okay. I'm not showing any consent agenda items, so I just move that we approve the previous minutes.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
And my portfolios, I had a motion on, but then in the end, it did not come to fruition. We didn't get all the paperwork that we needed from outside of this agency in order to finalize it. So I don't have any agenda items. Commissioner Haugen-Hoffert, did you have anything to add to the agenda?
Nope, I have
your
nothing.
Your portfolios?
Nope. Okay.
Commissioner Kringstead?
Thank you. So I have two items on the agenda. The first, I move the commission issue a notice of filing and notice of opportunity for hearing in Harmony Solar North Dakota, LLC, Harmony Solar Project, Cass County, citing application case number PU-18-219.
Second.
Okay, so there's a lot of history here. I'm going to take us back quite a ways. So on June 29th, 2018, Harmony Solar filed an application for a certificate of site compatibility for a 200 megawatt solar energy conversion facility to be located in Cass County. And on February 26th, 2019, the commission granted a site certificate to Harmony Solar for the proposed project. Then about 5 years later, on July 31st, 2024, Harmony Solar filed an application for an order on continuing suitability. And that's just kind of a term we use here. Basically, it's essentially a mini siting case. The company refreshes all of the surveys that they do, and that's required whenever we've issued a permit and the company hasn't constructed in 4 years. Then we go through this continuing suitability process, and that just allows us to evaluate that the order continues to meet the conditions upon which the original certificate was granted. So that application was received in July of 2024, and an order on continuing suitability was granted on November 20th of 2024. And so when the commission issues an order, we always incorporate a document called certification relating to order provisions. And those are just additional terms, conditions, steps that the company has voluntarily committed to do to ensure that there's minimal impacts, proper reclamation, et cetera. And so for this project, there was an order provision relating to underground electrical cables. Now, in a solar project, there's basically two types of electrical cables: alternating current cables, or sometimes they're referred to as AC cables, and then direct current cables, or DC cables. So we have AC and DC cables. Again, we're talking electrical cables, not the rock band. So, but if you think of a solar farm, you have the solar panels themselves. Those have DC cables that connect them to the inverters. The inverters are what converts the power from direct current to alternating current. And then once it's in an alternating current, the AC cables carry the power from the inverters to the substation, and then that's when it gets eventually put on the grid. So what the company is requesting now is an amendment of the order provision regarding how deep these electric cables are buried to differentiate between the depth of cover required for underground AC cables and underground DC cables. Right now, the order provisions say that the company shall bury all underground electric cables to a depth of at least 48 inches to the top of the cables. And what the company is proposing is that will stay the same for the underground AC electric cables, that those will continue to be buried to a depth of at least 48 inches to the top of the cables. But then when it comes to burying the underground DC electric cables, again, the cables that are connected to the panels themselves, that that would only be to a depth of at least 24 inches to the top of the cable. And then at decommissioning, part of the proposed amendment also states that at decommissioning, Harmony Solar shall remove the underground DC cables and the underground AC cables would essentially be abandoned in place. So we are providing an opportunity for hearing on this issue. Persons desiring a hearing must file a written request identifying their interest in the proceeding and the reasons for the requested hearing. Comments and requests for hearing must be received by April 27th, 2026.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion?
So, yeah, I know you emphasized that you were talking about electrical cables and not the band. Mm-hmm. But when you mentioned the band AC/DC, are you referring to the band for which Brian Johnson was the lead singer?
Yes. In fact, I am.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
All right. And then my final agenda item. I move the commission adopt the order on interim rates in Northern States Power Company 2026 natural gas rate increase application case number PU-26-52.
Second.
So on January 30th of this year, Northern States Power filed with the commission an increase in rates for natural gas service. The rate change would result in an annual revenue increase of roughly $13.76 million or an 11.93% increase in annual revenue. For an average residential customer using 65 therms per month, the monthly bill impact would be $10.15. And so, again, that is NSP's full rate request that they submitted to us. Under North Dakota Century Code, Section 49-05-06, Subsection 2, a company filing a rate increase is entitled to an interim rate increase if it meets certain criteria. So the criteria is the interim rate increase has to have the same rate of return authorized by the commission in the most recent rate proceeding. And so for Northern States Power, the last rate case was filed in 2023 and the rates were approved in 2024. The rate base and expenses are the same in nature and kind as allowed by the commission in the most recent rate case. And there is no change in existing rate design. So the interim request that NSP is asking for is for an annual revenue increase of roughly $12.3 million or 10.66%. And so the monthly impact for a residential customer using 65 therms per month would be $8.42 for interim rates. And in the event that the interim rate collected by NSP are more than the final rates approved by the commission, NSP is required to refund the excess under North Dakota Century Code, Section 49-05-06, Subsection 4, including interest at a rate to be determined by the commission. And so again, if the company's filings meet the requirements of the law, the commission must approve the increase. And so having evaluated the facts of this case, the commission finds that NSP's interim request complies with North Dakota Century Code Section 49-05-06, Subsection 2, and the interim rates are effective April 1st, 2026.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
That concludes my portfolio.
Okay, before we recess and take questions from the press, I assume nobody probably wants a break before the admin agenda.
Nope.
Okay. And a couple of announcements I'll make before we stand in recess. On Friday, we will be having a formal hearing on two different cases, but we're combining them as we did yesterday when we had a hearing for both these cases up in Crosby. But on Friday, and the case numbers are PU-25-283 and PU-25-284. That's the two Basin Electric power lines that will come from the Canadian border. One will go to near where the new power plant is being built, and one will be over more toward Tioga. And the hearing tomorrow is at 10 a.m. at the Ray Auditorium in Ray. And
Friday. Tomorrow.
Oh, on Friday. Thank you for catching that. And as you prepare for that, I think in the 13 years I've been here, this is the first siting hearing we've had, first hearing of any kind in Ray, even though the oil patch has had all that activity all around it. And Ray is the birthplace of Mary Sherman Morgan, who grew up there, and because of some familial issues, never got sent to school a day in her life until she was 9 years old. She caught up with her class, graduated from Ray High School as the valedictorian, and went on to invent Hydyne, which was combined with liquid oxygen and propelled the first American rockets into space back in the late 50s. So, interesting lady. Then on Tuesday, March 31st, we have a formal hearing. Right here, it's case number PU-25-148, and that is in regards to our investigation of home protection plans in general, but I think HomeServe is the one that most is probably where the complaint came that initiated our investigation into this. Wednesday, April 1st at 10 o'clock is our next regular commission meeting. And because it's close, it's after that, but it's close to it, so I'll point out the day after that on Thursday, April 2nd, we have a formal hearing on case number PU-26-22. That is Minn Kota Power Cooperative's power line. It's called the Agassiz Transmission Line, but basically interconnects to Harwood there where they're building that data center. It's just a short line. I believe it's less than 2 miles. That will be at the Fargo Holiday Inn, which is on 13th Avenue South in Fargo. And that concludes the announcements, and we will stand in recess and take questions from the press.